Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We are positively into the new year. Definitely a new football coach coming our way here, and some fresh crab cakes as well. Maryland Crab Cake Tour is going to get back out on the road later on in the month, and also a cup of Super Bowl is on now that the Ravens are not going to Santa Clara. We will be all over the community for 5 days telling community stories, all for the Maryland Food Bank. That happens in February. I guess we'll have a new head coach by then. And this is, you know, I haven't had John Martin on since last year, and he keeps sending me Steelers fans. And this is where, you know, this isn't a low blow. It's a fact. I was going to say, this is a guy here who knows a lot about changing head coaches. He's a Cleveland Browns fan. So that was, I rehearsed that. I've only had a few hours to rehearse that for you. But how are you? Thank you for the candy cane cash. They still smell like the season. But we're into a new season here. But you got Ravens wrap up in addition to the usual Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and we're all on the outside watching the Steelers play this week, and nobody's happy about that, right?
Well, I don't think we have to watch that for long, but that's a whole nother conversation. Yes, man, we've got a lot of loose ends to tie up in 2025 into 2026, and a lot of fun, new, engaging things. But let's go backwards before we go forward, shall we?
Sure.
We had the final drawing for the Ravens tickets for 20 years of a second chance contest. So we wrapped up the season with our Ravens fan of the game. We paid out $65,000 to lucky fans of the game all season long for touchdowns by the Ravens.
And I gave those tickets away faithfully through the football season. So good luck. I had a $100 winner last week, John, on one of my tickets, my candy cane.
There
so
well,
so people
good.
Really win, but this is how people win. They buy a ticket and they get in second chance. And next thing you know, Femi Iyabendejo is throwing footballs for you, making you money, hopefully, right?
And then we have a date to be determined. So stay tuned. We have six lucky finalists who have already won $10,000 cash, and they now have the opportunity to join us, hopefully at M&T Bank Stadium at a future date, hopefully around the end of the Super Bowl campaign, sometime in mid-February. Joyce Merson of Pasadena and Cornell Tony of Bowie are the latest winners for that competition. They will be joined by previous winners Sean Stevens of Windsor Mill, Francine Tripp Jones of Laurel, and Patricia Williams of Baltimore, and Sharon Kolzinski of White Marsh. Those six people will join us, and one of those lucky six will win 20 years of Ravens tickets. Now, if I told you 20 years ago that you'd have basically one head coach for that entire run, more or less, you'd have said, what are you, nuts? Well, who knows? Maybe the
Steve
next
Steve Bisciotti can only be hope to get an 18-year coach the next time around, right?
Boy, I tell you what. I mean, you look at it.
Trying to get 18 months in Cleveland. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Boy,
I got
it. Coming out of the block.
Hey, listen. At least you're not a Jets fan. At least you're not a Jets fan, right? I mean, right? Am I fair?
Is anybody? Well, that's a whole other conversation.
Well, see, you're in Cleveland, so you pick on Cincinnati. So I can cheap shot them, right?
Yeah. Hey, we also wrapped up our holiday second chance contest with our promotion, and the fun grand prize there is a cash and dash shopping spree at our prize warehouse in an undisclosed Chicago suburban location in hopefully in April in the spring. Six lucky winners will and a guest will be a shotgun start. They'll run through a prize warehouse.
I feel like I saw this on television in the 80s.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like this was a thing that we did, right?
Yep. And, you know, they get they get to throw whatever they can throw into that big container in. And if they fill one up in 90 seconds, we'll get them another one.
You know, money's nice and all that. But this whole experiential something that's going to be a thrill ride is what you're trying to give people. Right. Including Ravens tickets for 20 years. That's a thrill ride.
You can't get this anywhere else. Candace Davis of Upper Marlboro, Aileen Flanagan of Hereford, Deborah Ford of Baltimore, Denise Hughes of Edgewood, Jeffrey Meiselwitz of Havre de Grace, Leonard Stanton of Baltimore, Maryland. Those six lucky winners will join us in Chicagoland and have a whole lot of fun.
Chicago, and they're going to run through a warehouse and throw stuff into their thing, basically, right?
Stuff into the thing. Yep, that's
everything. You know, as a kid, I always wanted to do that at like Toys R Us or Kitty City. You know what I mean?
Yes. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't want to do that?
People like
That's good
stuff. They
stuff.
do. I mean, I like money too, but they like stuff.
You know
John
what else
Martin
they
is
like?
here. He's got stuff. He's the executive director. Let me give you proper executive director, Maryland Lottery,
Oh,
New
heck.
Year, giving money away. I'm sure Home Run
Pshaw.
Riches is around the corner as well. I hope Alonzo cost you a lot of money. That's all I'm going to say. I haven't had a chance to tell you that. So I want to tell you that.
You know what? We'll have plenty of time for the spring, but right now what's coming? You realize the Olympics are upon us again next month. The 2026 Winter Olympics.
Torino, Italia. Yes.
Yes. And we have, we'll have to get them here. We have lucky winners that we are sending to Milan.
What?
Yes. To they won our previous Team USA promotion. So they will come back from Milan, and we'll have to get them on the show. Hopefully, we can coordinate their schedules. But we're
Hope
getting
they
into
bring
a
me
new.
back some pastries, if they're going to Italy. So please.
We're getting a new Team USA promotion. It had already started, so check out the details at mdlottery.com. It is our good as gold promotion
I'm looking
with
at this
Keno.
right now. This is a Keno
Yep,
game, right?
yep,
This looks like
yep. We
fun.
know we don't do a lot of promotions with Keno, but for people who enjoy the game, it's a nice little benefit. If you're not familiar with the game, you can check it out at mdlottery.com. But the point is, between now and February 22nd, you can enter your Keno tickets into your My Lottery Rewards account, and you get one entry per dollar spent. So if you spend a $1 ticket, you get one entry, $2 ticket, two entries, and so it goes. Once your tickets are entered, you have a chance to win a trip for two to the 2028 Olympics, Summer Olympics here in Los Angeles in the US of A. So nice little
It's not that
program there.
far out. 2028 sounds like, well, that's a lot.
No.
It's like 2 years from now.
Just about. The math holds. Yep,
Olympics are coming back to
absolutely.
the United States. This is, it's exciting, right? I think.
So you get all the details, but you have five entries beginning in the end of January through the end of February. We will have six merchandise winners and one trip winner. And the merchandise is your typical USA, Team USA, flag waving type of thing, merchandise. But the trip winner, and you got some great great benefits here. It's round trip for you and a guest, 5 nights, deluxe hotel accommodations in and around the Los Angeles area, tickets to four Olympic events, ground transportation, all meals, a little bit of spending cash, a Team USA gift bag, and nice men's or ladies t-shirts, commemorative merchandise pack, all that fun stuff. And a lot of estimated value, nearly $40,000 in that trip package. So five lucky people, beginning with the first drawing on January 19th. All the details at mdlottery.com.
Every time I'm at a Costas, people are playing Keno. It's fun. And I noticed about this, when people play Keno, it's a, parlor game. People play and they stay and they play a dollar here and they play for a while. And like every dollar you enter, you get a chance to win this thing. This is, I was just checking it out. I'm like Randy Newman. I love LA, So a little trip to LA to 2028. John Martin is here. He is here in the great state of Maryland. Last time I had you on, man, it was like a billion eight. And we're getting ready. Arkansas gets
Yeah.
involved and all of that stuff. But the Harlem Globetrotters thing. I know we talked about that. I teased it a little bit with Seth. We're now into it. We're playing the ads here as well. And I get to whistle the Sweet Georgia Brown song and all of that. That is, full and front for you guys. And that's my childhood fantasy to have Curly Neal throw the confetti and throw the water on me courtside. So talk about experiential sitting on the court with the Harlem Globetrotters. I'm in on that.
Yeah, one lucky winner. We'll have I believe it's about 30 or 35 prize packages to attend the game on March 15th, but one lucky fan will get an experience where they will actually sit on the bench during the game. I don't know if they'll be subbed in at any point. I don't know about that. So
I
you
bet
may
they
want
do that. I bet.
Yeah, you may want to bring your sneakers.
I mean, I don't know if you know this, but the Harlem Globetrotters, they have different rules than the NBA or than
What?
college. Yeah, it's different. It's entertainment.
Yes,
And if
yes.
you get to be part of the show, other than like in a Don Rickles act or something like that, it's great to be a part of the show. You know what I mean? So
Don, just as a Don Rickles
I
aside.
would think that these Harlem Globetrotters people would bring you in, like Don Rickles will, you know?
Yep. And that's a reference maybe not a lot of your listeners, viewers can
Don
appreciate
Rickles ever
that
heckle you?
I went to see him live and in person, and my roommate's brother got dragged on the stage, and we cried for years retelling that story.
About Don Rickles.
Don Rickles brought him and his girlfriend up, and it was,
So
but
my
you're gonna one up me. Go ahead.
now my buddy, who's the old Houston Oilers PR guy, Chip Namias, and so like if you've ever seen Adam Sandler, Chris Rock, these big stars on my show, he represented them at the Super Bowl every year. But he was the Oilers PR guy, and he comes on once a year and we talk football. He's a good buddy of mine. He's fun to follow online because he goes to concerts, does stuff. But he put up that his buddy in Memphis, his best friend in the world, had that happen with Don Rickles like 40 years ago, and he said it's still literally for his friend the highlight of his life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That
You
Don
talk
Rickles,
about it all
I said, did
the
he call him a hockey puck? If he didn't call him a hockey puck, it was no good. John Martin is here. You fast play. We don't talk a lot of fast play, and I'm just up at Empty Lottery here, and I do like to promote things at the Maryland Lottery. You have sort of this thing going on that are more casino
Yeah.
related games, and I guess from a branding standpoint, I know what Baccarat is, I know what three card poker and obviously craps and like that. This is kind of an I it just caught my eye out on the front of the website. I want to talk about it a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you did catch it because we just started this week. We have a family of games, all casino themed. And again, the Fast Play tickets, if you're not familiar with that, you can get all the details at mdlottery.com. But it's kind of a hybrid. It kind of plays like a scratch-off ticket, but no schmutz. It's a schmutzless zone. It's a computer terminal. You can then use it at our, or you can purchase it at our self-service machine, or any of our 4,300 lottery retailers around the state. And we have at the $1 price point, three card poker. We have six games. Five of the six are progressive jackpots, which means every ticket adds a little coin into the kitty, and eventually the top prize is won, and you get to win the progressive top prize, and you can get up to the minute updates on those progressive
I'm
jackpots.
looking
So
at the
one.
progressives right now. So let me just go through this. High roller blackjack's $102,000. That would be nice. Casino cash is $154,000. The 20X cash, $533,000. So I mean, there's just the fast play. You go through all these fast, the Chili
Oh, yeah.
Pepper payout. There is $1.1 million in the ultimate payday progressive right now. So and that's a $3 play. So go check it out at MD Lottery, but like, you're giving money away, John Martin. It's what you do at the Maryland
You
Lottery.
know, we had a big giveaway on January 2nd. We had our holiday raffle. We haven't done holiday raffle in years, certainly not in my tenure
Well, I
here.
promoted that as well. We had a lot of fun with that, but that ends. That's like a one time,
That's
that's a
over.
different kind of promotion, right?
It's all over but the accounting now. And in the accounting, we found something very interesting that I think you'll find interesting too, Nestor. May I continue?
Well, I didn't do algebra, but I'm good at math. So go ahead.
Okay, there you go. So we had one winner, one lucky winner of a $1 million prize. I don't believe they have come forward yet, but they have 182 days from January 2nd, so I have a little time. That winning ticket was sold in Pikesville. And then the second tier, we had 10 winners of $100,000 each. One of those 10 winners happened to be from Lona Koning. Does that sound familiar to
Well,
you?
there are not a lot of people in Lona Koning. I am one
But
of.
they bought it at the very same Coney market where back 5 years ago, Nestor, it's been 5 years, January of 2021, when someone walked into Coney market in Lona Koning and won $731.1 million on a Powerball ticket.
Census says the population in Lona Koning, a town in Allegheny County, Maryland, it's a beautiful town. And there's a major baseball part of Lefty Grove from Lona Koning. And you have to like drive down this mountain to get there. And it's a huge mountain along the side and water that runs next to it. It's beautiful. It's like a postcard. Population in the 2010 census was 1,214. And the population in the 2024 estimate is 987. So there are less than 1,000 people there. And somebody there won 100 grand.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but gee, what are the odds that the person who won 5 years ago, $731.1 million jackpot, just kind of playing with house money, took a flyer on a ticket here, for the raffle?
That would
Wouldn't that be
be
something?
all right. You got to let me know if that happened. John Martin is here. We're talking winners, big winners. Let's talk some responsibility because playoff games are happening this weekend. John, I'll be honest with you. This is new for me. The Harbaugh thing came as like a shocker on Tuesday night to some degree. I mean, Luke and I were together all day Sunday. I was out in the cold. Tom left me tickets. We went, all that was online. Drove back all day Monday, did radio, all that. We did not have like a game plan for like John Harbaugh to be gone on Tuesday night and like all of that weird stuff that's been going on around here all this week. But I tell you what, man, the football thing is alive and well, and it's bigger than it's ever been. And I was blown away that you can like get on your phone and bet on who the next coach is going to be. So like I'm like, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, why him? What is that? No, so I'm evaluating the numbers because I'm a math guy as well. But and I had a long chat this week about other sports and about hockey in Canada and betting on hockey with my pal Ed Frankovic and how different hockey is when you watch it now than if you watched it 15 years ago from a goals, I can bet on a player, all of these things. I think it's important we talk a little bit about it because it's football season. We're out of it, but everybody's gonna be watching the games this weekend. I just always want to remind people, slow your roll as we get into playoff season here in the Super Bowl and think about what you're doing, what you're gambling on.
I would further point folks to our website at mdlottery.com and look for the legal versus illegal gaming options. And one of the things when you talk about, who the next coach is going to be and things like that, be very, very careful with where you place your money on those things. There are only a finite number of legal gaming options online in the state of Maryland, and they're all detailed there. They're basically people that have purchased a sports book license through the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency, or are in the daily fantasy sports business. And again, we oversee that. But there are a lot more options out there than we regulate, and they are basically illegal options. So if you choose to spend your money, go off the board, so to speak, and bet with illegal markets, you don't have player protections. That information is not coming back, or that money is not coming back to the state in terms of taxed revenue streams. Just be very careful, and make sure that if you choose to get involved with things like that, you're with a legal entity in the state of Maryland.
John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. They give me these candy cane caches to give away. We are into a fun postseason here and interesting times. Luke will be in Owings Mills. We have things going on. Any breaking news happens first on the WNST Tech Service, brought to you by Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. And I want to give an official apology that some folks that were on AT&T as a service got the text like 5 hours later. Apologies for that. But we're working hard to improve and be better here. But we got great coverage, great things going on here, and Maryland Crab Cake Tour ahead, brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, as well as our friends at GBMC. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And if we've learned anything this week, life comes at you fast. So stay with it. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.